associate the term ghost with the spooky apparition that haunts the halls of abandoned buildings or cemeteries. But today, the word often describes a friend or someone you are dating who disappears from contact without any explanation. Breaking up with someone is hard. Maybe this new ghosting is the answer to all people's problems when it comes to ending a relationship or even a friendship. But is ghosting truly an effective and healthy way to end communication? We've all experienced that thrill of getting a new notification from a friend or significant other. The dopamine rush that surges through your brain often makes social media and our phones addicting. The rising popularity of dating apps means the notifications pile up. It also means new methods of dealing with these notifications, including ghosting.
Research on relationship theories covers two types of beliefs, destiny and growth. If you're a stronger believer in destiny, it means you think that the outcome of a relationship is more set in stone. It's either going to work out or it's not. This is associated with a fixed mindset. And if you think like this, you might believe that you have a soulmate, someone who is fundamentally a perfect match. On the other hand, if you're a stronger believer in growth, it means you think relationships can grow over time. If you think like this, you probably believe that all relationship hurdles can eventually be overcome.
Sure, everyone can't be classified into one category, but there does seem to be a link between how individuals view relationships and how they feel about ghosting. For example, someone who believes relationships are expendable would be more likely to have a positive view on ghosting, while someone who takes a relationship seriously may favor in-person communication more. True, it does seem much easier to end a friendship or a relationship by simply cutting off communication. Rarely, however, do people actually think about the consequences of this.
Although there's not a lot of research on ghosting, psychologists have long examined a similar issue, ostracism, which is social rejection through silent treatment. It's been associated with negative consequences for the rejected person. Rejection triggers the same pathways in the brain as physical pain. Ghosting particularly hurts people who don't like uncertainty and ambiguity. It creates a million questions with no answers. Was it something you said? Something you did? Should you be worried?
The feeling of uncertainty is disturbing. Think to yourself about how you would feel if someone you cared about completely cut off contact with no explanation. It is much easier to ghost, but it isn't the best option. Blocking someone is simple, but it can also be considered selfish. So the next time you want to end a romantic relationship, consider the person on the other side of the keyboard. Don't just be a ghost and disappear.